Welcome to the next step in the training agent planning process. Looking back, we started our journey with a video on the training agent concept. Spoke about the training agent being an organization, not a person. The organization has specialized corporate knowledge and expertise that offers an opportunity to improve delivery of training. We followed that lesson with a timeline presentation of the five-phase training agent planning process. They were proponent actions, setting tuition, advertise courses, allocate seats, and finalize enrollment. The third lesson focused on completion of the training agent cost estimate, Form 593. We stepped through each section of the form with a focus on key entries. In the fourth lesson, we spoke through an animated video on verification of the training needs, Form 4712, and the importance of the proponent's ability to provide the learning center direction for the course. The next phase in the process is setting tuition. At the end of this podcast, I hope that you be able to identify facts associated with the tuition process. Tuition must cover all expenses associated with the fiscal year program. Each year, Learning Center policymakers produce a standardized worksheet for course managers to use to propose a tuition number. For training agent courses, it begins with information from the Form 4593. Once the course header information is entered into the worksheet, the number of sessions and the total estimate from the Form 593 is transferred to the worksheet. The header information contains the number of students each session can train. As the course manager works through the worksheet, additional expenses are added to create a final number that represents the total dollars required to support all planned activities. The number of sessions, multiplied by the session size or number of students, then we'll determine the divisor for the tuition formula. That is, total expenses divided by the total number of students equals the proposed tuition. This number must be presented to Learning Center policymakers, and each line item is suspect and must be defended or justified. Once the tuition value has been approved, the fiscal year course offerings may be released to stakeholders. During this lesson, I've spoken about the Learning Center using a standard tuition worksheet. The course manager uses the worksheet to calculate tuition and must be prepared to defend the proposed budget. At this point, most of the time is dedicated to the stakeholders. It is time for potential learners to make decisions on which courses they are interested in taking. I hope you'll be able to identify facts associated with the tuition process. During the next podcast, I will discuss the 5-month-long survey process and the remaining two phases of the training agent planning process, allocating seats and finalizing enrollment.